It is 18 to 7 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. You are with Zingisa Chiroa and Wandile Mazibuko, who's busy out here taking pictures of our lovely guests this evening. We are joined by Yvonne and Bongangile Ngosi, who are sisters and co-owners of YBS Nail Bar, and their establishment is situated at Gamkolo Building in Mbombela. But let me not say too much as I hide my hands, because it's a putamit gamgil. However, these ladies know a lot about that and more, and they'll let us know about their particular business. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Yes.
Hey, Nijani.
Wandile, you like Miss Murray's voice? Shall you pass the interview? But in Joba's style, I think the talang as is Yvonne. Mban Yvonne.
Okay, wasagati Yvonne. Wakulila Elhau, manje sohlala eLikazi, ngafunda Elhau. And then ngathi ngisafunda computer secretary, and then ngaba nelihlahla bangiqasha Planet Nails, and then ngilanga khona u pick up khona ngabona ukuthi okay, nangisebenza Planet Nails, I was a cleaner guys. While ba studies ba train abantu bangibita nami ngiyahlala ngibendela litiya, so ngaqala lapho ngaphakama ngabona ngathi no, I must do something, mazipho anemali, so something like that.
And then ngisesivile ngasesibongekile ngasisivone, sorry, bengifuna ukuva ngasisivone, sisivone wena ungubani, ubuya kuphi, kwendakalani?
Okay, mina Bongekile Ngosi, ngithanda ukubonga kwanya le Rise FM ukuthi isibite lana for ukuthi advertise i-business yethu as my youngster. Mina ngibongekile Ngosi, ngifunde esinza wonye nasivuka sambe, then ngakompleta eGedlembane. Then ngathi kompleta kwami sesiwami wangibita ukuthi ngcono nto joina yena for i-business yakhe, cause nami bengibona vele endlini ukuthi no, yo, mali yangena. Then nganabela nami ngangena wangifundisa amazipho, then ngilase ngikhona khona nyalo.
And ngifuna kwathi, sorry Shem, ngifuna ngisikwize in, niyafana, asicale lapho. Ngiba nomdzala, ngiba nomncane.
So it's usadzala.
Ngiba twinsin, ngifuna understand.
Mncane lo yalo, Shem. Ngomncane.
Okay, wena, so nguwe sisivona nomdzala, ne?
Sisivona.
Oh, okay. Okay, ngitukubita nga sisivona. Okay. Wena ngitukubita nga Bongekile. Yeah. Now, Bongekile, I mean, ushilo sisivona usibekene ndani before, ukwachaza ukuthi nambe kayiklina, wathathi opportunity ukuthi adikhulise lapho, mara ngifuna kwati wena ukuthi wena kahlahle bowendani before, uyithatha le nto kwenda, bathi bayibita ngani ngeSwati, nails.
Yes.
Manels. Nangeswati basi manels. Hayi ligama lekhontinzipho. Before udecide ukuthi wenze tinzipho. And yini do like inspiration ukuthi ukhona ukutenda leto tinzipho leto?
No, njengoba besengishito, mina vele ngithe mangikompleta 2013 December wakhona vele ngabe sesengiyomlekelela esaluni. Ngila ngafunda khona ngibona ukuthi vele no lo msebenzi ngawukhona, cause ngiyabona ukuthi mazipho nami into lengiyithanda. Kakhulu, yes. Then salekelelana vele ngilokusebenza nakimi imali ingene.
Okay.
If you've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Yvonne and Bongekile Ngosi, the co-owners of YBS Nail Bar. Now, ngiyasho ukuthi nyalo sene business yen, but before, asiqale in the beginning, mansaqala kwenda le tinsipho, benisebenza nalabanye abantu. So ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi yini lenisuse ukuthi niphume kuleso space la benibaninga nakhona ukuthi nitivulele yenu into.
Okay. While ngisakhula benginelilipupho lokuthi I want to do something for myself, something big. Ngicabanga la ngiqhamuka khona ukuthi I must change this thing ebuphuwa, and then yebo. So besisebenza sibaningi simantombatane, and sibanga umsindo, so amahla into ethu lamanye achamuka complainer, no lani nemsindo 1 2 3 anasijabula sithanze, so ngacala ukuthi no, I must look maybe isaloon length okhona ukuthi sibe naseswami sisebenze, so i2 sende I nail bar.
Yeah,
you see.
No, ngiyaniva, and ngifuna ukuchaza futhi nami lento le, mara before ngingena kule question le ukuthi nini inspirationile, thina maja, yeah, bantu besilisa. Nathi niyakhona and kusita kulo mkhakha wenu, nokuva bathi kune pedi ne many I mean,
yes.
Yeah, and then go to pay it. Till then, sit down. As soon as I'm a cute expedition, I'm not going to understand what you're going to sit and man, going to sit and sit down. Mas macha.
Okay. Go be silly sage. We do buff and shining. Sebakata, Latan Jenny, Mrs. Seba Chinese. And anything yawe ni, Sebakata, subscribe, Babotoboto, so much anything yawe. Yes.
And a bayeta by
Gakul.
Gakul.
Yes.
I brangaze it. But yeah, the name, YBS Nelba. Yini into le enda ukuthi nikhethele igama leni likhethile and obviously bengifuna kubuta ukuthi ngesikhathi tabo COVID kuba difficult futhi ukuthi abantu baphume baye ngaphandle niyakhona yini ukuthi mhlambe nibavakashele abantu emakhaya.
Yes, we do house calls. Nyalo iYBS imele iphone Bobo sophisticated.
Oh,
Nelba.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So guys, security kasi double COVID. Cause very it's quiet and it was winter. We do house calls, ya hamba, so enda bande makaya, because labanye basaba ukuthi baphume bato hotola lesifo. So tinis ya hamba bafike bas sanitize bas check ukuthi ilona yethu injani and then sisiyangena siyabenda, but we charge extra for house call.
And ngisho futhi ukuthi iCovid ifike yabanzima kakhulu kithi nelisebenza kakhulu because silahlekelwe nama client lamaningi during iCovid. So kube ne challenge lenkulu kithi lesisebenza kwama salon kakhulu.
And then Bobo ngoba evening sesivakho lomzali enekhaya siva ngayo. Ngalo sekusemsebenzini. Nisebenzisana kanjani? Anicabani emsebenzini bese kuthelekela ekhaya?
No. Seswami yamthanda kakhulu, ngimhlonipha kakhulu, naye uyangihlonipha. Asilwi nange mistake, asithethi, siyalungisa mina naye. Siyasebenzisana kahle kakhulu. Akwendeki nje sihwebhane. Like mangeni client yena anganayo, mina nginayo, ngiyakhona ukuthi maybe beyam. Ngithi no ungamuvela kuseswami akwende, then naye the same wenda njalo because we know ukuthi if kusebenza emunye ekhaya solo singwa siya ekhaya and isondla abantu bethu songe ekhaya. So sisebenzisana njalo mina naye.
Ya kuhle kakhulu lokho bongeni, mawubona indoda tinjalo, but ngifuna ngena kule ndaba ye business. Ngobe yati and ngivile indaba ye COVID. Bobotsatha mani bega na what's no I COVID be inking. But ngala my challenges at the business even before I COVID. I business ibalekile ukuthi ube good ku financial management. Ekubekeni imali and that imali mase utibekile ukhona ukuthi uphindze u reinvest kule business le. Ngiyanibona nibahle, nifake makeup, kune ma weaving. Kunetimbahla yabona, so chaza ukuthi ngalama emagama
business
imali ikhona ngithi but it is business ihamba ne discipline most of the time yabona. And another thing ukuthi i business ikufuna ikhula ngithi, so kuba nalendwe ukuthi kube ne marketing yabona, ufuna ne strategy ukuthi u market kanjani. Ukhalile that washo ukuthi hayi nge COVID sihlahlekelwe ama client, but uma ku business ufuna understand ukuthi uwathola kanjani ama client, uba nama strategies laba khona kulama ama client. So bengifuna kwati nje mina ukuthi mhlambe nenda kanjani kule into leto, tindzaba te marketing, tindzaba te financial management, kubaleke kanjani ku business ukuthi nikhona ukwenza lokho, ngobe asifuni kusasa ukuthi mangihlangana nawe sesivona so it's hey bongekile hey udlela imali yethu la ekhaya ayisekho le mali. So kubalekile ukuthi sikubukisise kahle le nto leto, sibone ukuthi sisebenzisana kanjani mase ukuthi akudinde ifana naleto.
Okay. Tukotinza batete imali ne. Munde muntu ubeke isikhwama sakhe. Cause kuze singadosolana mine, I have a lot of stuff lengitibhadalako and angifani naye. Bantwana asifani. Nemunye ngina 3 so tinto letinjalo nje. So munye muntu usasebenzela isikhwameni sakhe. Sisafuna kulungiswa lokuthi we must work on one. Uyakubuka ukuthi sathi ukuthi okay sisebenzile, siyabhala phasi and then siyadeposita, it's the same company like ukuthi sifaka enzaweni ilibhiduke account layi one. You see, kuze le business itogrowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause sifuna ukuthi bona sesinedindo letiningi, but already sinato shem.
Okay.
Sigcoka amazipho, sidla amazipho, we driving manes. So guys, emazipha nemali man.
Atsingthule.
Yeah,
marketing. Asibele ku marketing, bongekile.
Okay. Ngasho ukuthi futhi sizamile kakhulu ukuthi market siyende ama flyers sikile sana se crossing so phabani ma flyers sahamba bo Riverside sipha abantu ma flyers then labanye bayafona labanye basibitele etindlini labanye bayakhona ukuthi betekathe esalon
yati njoba senhlela sengiyakhumbula man yati ngeke ngaba eSon Park once upon a time ngabona nabanye bose silabahle man angakuzibe kungini nibhizi ninikete abantu maphehlana ngiyathi bengime nomunye umngane wami esinatha lucoffee lapho
and that's
all coffee thing is
okay
la person park ngiyakubula kwafika abantu bose sibasinikete but no sine business kamkholo ngiyindlapho
yes
hey
Ngiyabonga
ngoba ngiyakhumbula ninginikeza yona le nto ngibuka bekuliphesheshana nje lesikhona lesincane ngasho ukuthi hayi ngidani support kamkhola ngithi yano ngiyakhumbula
akusho ukuthi uyayaxasa
batangishala ngihlala ngiyakhona.
And for those of you who've just tuned in and are wondering what we are on about, it's Zingisa Chira and Wandile Mazibuko taking care of business on Rise FM as we chat to the lovely Yvonne and Bongekile Ngosi, who are sisters and co-owners of the YBS Nail Bar, which is situated in Bombela Gamkholo Building. Now, since iqalile because sesikhulumile ngalolu kubi lokwendikile ukuthi COVID inlimate isikhwama and so forth, but yini le was positive sukusela ngiqalele business yenu, what are some of the highlights since ngiqale ukusebenza?
Hayi tuku business ngasho ukuthi itindo lengitifundzile mina kakhulu ne uma sisebenza sibaningi ma client ethu asikhona kwa respecta kahle sona sisebenza sisodwana njengoba sivule nail bar sina 2 months sikhona khona siyabona abantu abaningi bayaqala bangena left and right yakubona khombise ukuthi abantu ungaze uthi you have nail bar bana lokuthi oh laba specialize ngemazipho kuphela so bayangena shembandu yakubona nje into leti njalo
yati kukhula kwe business kubaleke kanjani botsatse and ngisho lokho ngobe yati ngikhumbula kudzala mhlambe uma 2012 benginalomnye buti lo buti lo beka uhula tinwele ekhoneni uyabona and namhla siyabona ibusiness yakhe so neti tolo mhlambe leti 38 nationwide ngingibitha ligama la le business nale business ikhona la Riverside nibona njani ibusiness yenu ikhula ninawo yini ma plan ukuthi niwakhulise niyikhulise le business because the business lane kuyo i business lane demand bani bathanda ukuthi babe bahla ngithi nami ngiyathanda ukuthi kube muhle uyabona nabomake bombomake bayathanda ukuthi babe bahle but the product mani i deliver nibuke njani ukuthi the next few years into ikhulisa njani le business yenu?
Okay, ngasho ukuthi siyafisa kuyibona ibusiness yethu ikhula kakhulu ene sitiphupha vele sine space ethu lesikhulu ukuthi siinclude konke ama massage ma facial because nanyalo ne foot scrub sayenda because kohle imagine sayenda foot scrub
ne massage
so yeah ne massage sas process yayo then sifisa vele ukuthi bona sikhule kakhulu siyenda nje cishe yonke i-beautician lapha ekhase salon sivule nema branch singagcini ngendlo leyi 1 kuphela sibe nema branch sikhona ubona ukuthi okay nasenkomazi uyakhona ukusithola nase lo ebongodini uyakhona ukusithola uyakhona ukusithola nje twetindzawo letiningi siyafisa ukubona sikhule ngale ndlela.
Le is a very personal one to me because I think esikhathini lesiningi it's the reason why ngigcina ngikhathile tinwele or not visit any hair salon. Esalon ngiyahletshwa kakhulu. Uva umuntu asuka mathi hey naye lo wetinwele tetjani, you know? So nine, how do you make sure ukuthi you keep my conversation abe pure abe clean kube mnanzi though angisho ukuthi singagcoci but umuntu angadiva amncane aphuma esalon owahlale phansi asabe nokukhuluma.
Okay, yabona lema lelihlebo ne. I don't want to lie guys. Ezine yadla emhlabeni South Africa kuyakhulunywana kuyahletjwana. But I'm very lucky ukuthi ma client lengifesana nawo ne nabafike esaluni. Bakhuluma ngedindzaba dabo umuntu angicocile ngaye and then discuss ngaye. Into leti vamise kwendeka vele lokho siyaxoxa kumnanzi kube ngiloko nje uyakubona ngisike ngafaysana nalokuthi maybe thola somuntu sohleba lomoya bani labavamise ukuthi bafika lapha na uyatixoxela ngaye then isiphendulane kube ngiloko nje into hambe njalo
masengihamba nisho sayi naye izingiza naye lo
No.
Asikwati kukusho lokho.
No. Because uma sitosho lokho lolo munye lolandzela wena lohleti phasi. Obvious nayo angeke asaphinza buyi. Angali angeke ngicambe manga kukisikile sabane ma challenges sisasebenta sibaningi bana lokuthi okay nan umuntu lo munye nakasukuma njalo simqala phasi impuke tulu uyakubona and then sisabona ukuthi no into leso iyahlupa because vele ningahlebana esaluni. Funa nihlale phansi nikhulume ukuthi guys nakusukuma umuntu we don't gossip with this person because lolo hlede ubuke nini. Yes,
yeah. So yati ne business learning kwenu umkhakha nokuwe bani bani labawendako. Siyabona kuma saloon, siyabona lapha kuma mall, siyabona ama company la latiwa la abantu baya khona, siyabona even nasema hotel. La kukhona lokuthi mhlambe kukhona ukuyonda tinsipho yini lenvo le lenenda ukuthi nine noyithu ne nithi hayi thine le yethu business iyawahlula lawa lamanye yini lenenda lehlukile kunalaba labanye letongenda ukuthi nami ngisuke la ngikhona khona ngoba ngishilo ukuthi khona la bengikhona khona fula bo medi nabo pedi.
Okay.
Yeah, yini nento lenda kuthi nine why mina kufuna ngisuke la ngikhona khona ngitekini yini yini nento lenda kuthi nibe so good at what you do. So in other words I'm asking is yini competitive advantage yini?
Mazipho ne into le ngiyithanda kakhulu ngimake sure ukuthi ngi client vele iyabuya angiyendi le mistake leyo. Ma client lengwena ko onke lamaningi sinelihlahla ukuthi sebasigcina sesinabo sesilapha sinabo mzala sesinetihlobo la kulamazipho because mazipho ethu bani labaningi bawathanda ungazuthi uvone kamkholo obongekile kamkholo.
Yebo.
I don't wanna like guys mazipho shem guys ini ngiyalishaya ngiyalitsabula
into i tester le ndoko ngiyabathi botsatse la ina sport ngoba butothi ngiyamathi Yvonne labaningi
ngingazipho silenta ngelithando. Spagel tando la pakati la mazipo. That is why mazipetu mahleka kulu.
I love that. You know, you mentioned something extremely important. And I think that's important for business. And you must never forget that. Love and care. Because you must take pride. Kulu msebindu lo wenda. Yeah, kang kaza kakulu.
Thank you. It is June, Youth Month, obviously. And Lusha, I think itolo or the day before Pume Mastet and about 70% of young South Africans are abasebenzi currently. Labaningi good misebenzi nine nsukumile nakucalela ibusiness yenu. So fulo lalaba hlele ekhaya. Yiphi advice elingabapha yona ukuthi nabo basukume batendele?
Okay, mina ngan advice so guys, yebo kona sometimes ku difficult ukuqala ibusiness ungana mali. I don't wanna lie. And but something lo toyicala nami ngiqali etulu ngiqale kancane bangicharge 50 rand a day ibhatali rent and rent belapho base 1.5 ngaqala nga 50 rand and then ngibhatala i rent and then ngwaya kwachubeka ngabhatala 1.5 kuyakwaya kwafika la sengikhona khona nyala ngingiyibitele ngikhona khona nyala. So guys kubalekile ukuthi na ungumuntu ubeketele la ukhona khona uqala kancane angeke kumane kujampe kube high. Kune ma ups and downs lesikhathi kufike liphele iviki singakasebenzi. Simuke semakhaya uphinze another week futhi maybe usebenze kancane ka 2 cause njenganyalo niyabona ku winter kakhulu thine sasafara bema saloon. Yakubona sitonsa nzima kakhulu but siyabeketela kube naloko naloko and then emhlabeni guys sibantwana labancane simantombatane osilusha afune sibekedele noma ungathengisa litamatisi noma ungathengisa kudla noma ungenilani whatever loyizamako ufuna uzame ngokuthi uyaphusha. Ungabuki ngokuthi no mina njengoba namhlaba kathengi sengiyahamba ngekhaya ngiyolala. No guys ufune siphakameni sitimeleni sibafati futhi especially bafati asitimeleni guys sibe independent.
Please noma ngiyakhuluma izabe matamatisi na 30 rand. According to one deal.
Yeah, no, it's going to be and the bots are taking cancer. Look, Mobe, I didn't sang a day, no, I'm not like the book with Slavanga band to Baba seat. Abarabuga was born a batty seat. Bazam was by Chinch and the Indian cancer and Kalan Kurmanga, Gang Jablis. And I think possibly one day somebody's going to be happy as a husband to one of you guys because if you think this way, that definitely holds you in good stead as well for the future success, not only of your business but for yourself as bantu le
mashishini. And as we wrap up our conversation, Wandile, do you want to take us through about how can we get in touch? Ngithola kuphi masifuna ukubhuka iappointment yemazipho or maybe need sifuna ukubona ukuthi lele nithe yini kambe that love.
Yeah.
What does the love look like as to me?
And human now shem kuketha lapho shemsingisa ukuthi uma niyatholakala kubo Facebook, niyatholakala kubo Twitter, bo Instagram, sinike ten ma number enu, nine website, chazani nje konke ukuthi umuntu uma akufuna ukuthola njani. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, mine ku Instagram it's Yuvoni Nkosi 87. Niyatholakala ku 01079 270142, and then ku Facebook ngikhona bona but besafuna ku kulungisa le ndzaba ye cause sitibitenge amagama ethu because angithi sina 2 months sina le YPS sisafuna kulungisa le ndzaba ukuthi sihlanganise sivule a business account ku Instagram and then Facebook and Twitter so that bani batokhona kubona amazipho ethu but labaningi already bayakubona ku Instagram mazipho ethu njengoba ngisho ngithi Yuvoni Nkosi 87
pushan lapho sisivon economy of future ilapho.
Yes.
So I'm sure ukuthi ni rights la kuma social media.
Yes.
Okay, mina ngitholakala ku WhatsApp on my number 0715510869. Sisatolungisa indaba yokuvula I account le 1 YPS then wonke umuntu otokhona kusibona khona.
And lapha ngamkholo nitholakala kuphi? Ngoba kufuna manje si asithi mhlamba ngawatholanga la ma number sengifuna ukuda kusasa. Nitholakala kuphi lapha ngamkholo?
Okay, singasho ukuthi sitholakala kaMkholo building ku upper ground maungenela ngala King Pie. Then on your left kunemandi lapha I just chance then ngithi laqeleni.
Oh.
Opposite ne Locksmith.
Nifile lapha eceleni la just chance balaleli. Ilapha bathola khona khona. But bengifuna kubonga kakhulu. Thank you so much guys for coming through today. I think you know it's brave to start a business in the middle of lockdown. It's brave to start a business in the middle of a pandemic. Sibonga kakhulu and sinifisela inhlanhla kule business yenu.
Thank you so much.